Talofa. I'm Tautala Mawala, Secretary General of the Samoa Red Cross Society. We've just been ending a 5 days workshop here in Beirut on sexual gender-based violence. I'm glad I've come. You know, I've been learning a lot, especially hearing from the others' experiences on the various types of SGBV in their own particular areas. And for Samoa Red Cross, which is a small society in the Pacific, we are learning a lot, especially looking at how we can better assist ourselves in taking advantage of the law cases that we come across back in our own country to ensure that we can develop ourselves in advance from all the experiences that I have heard so far. It has been really great in terms of a recent study by the Federation done in Samoa on SGBV in disasters. And this is where we have really obligated ourselves together with our government to look at how we can roll the work of fighting against SGBV in our own country. In 2015, there was an international conference in Geneva where national societies and their governments, who are state parties to the Geneva Convention, came together to start talking about the usual themes of this year, especially looking at climate change, disaster risk management. And on top of that was the sexual gender-based violence issues. And we have both pledged to ensure that when we go back to our own countries, you know, we need to do something about SGBV as a problem in Samoa. So I'm pleased to say that we have done some good work so far. Our government has even worked into trying and integrate a lot of this issue into our own national plans in disasters. And Samoa Red Cross have started mainstreaming SGBV in its usual program.
Thank you so much. I know the participants were very inspired by your presentation with lots of photos from the work that you do on gender and diversity and also on fighting sexual and gender-based violence in Samoa. Could you tell us about some of the examples of the work that you do with the youth groups, the elderly, people with disabilities?
There's a community disaster risk management program of our government that Samoa Red Cross is rolling out to all the communities in the country. And we have come with the communities, especially with the establishments that are already happening within, to allocate themselves in various committees. And this is actually working towards disaster management or disaster planning. Especially when disasters happen and people in the community would realize what roles would they play. And this include roles such as disaster management, water and sanitation, health, youth, body search. I mean, you can name all sorts of events that would happen in a natural disaster. And we have mainstreamed SGBV in all of these roles. We are working with the communities to train them up to know how to do first aid skills, because you know when disasters happen, you know there will always be a delay for the first responders to reach the communities, but communities should be able to realize how they can work on their own and try and cope with what disasters will bring. And through assessments, we have also trained communities to know how to mainstream SGBV into the assessments, looking at what vulnerable groups are there in their own communities, especially looking at elderly, people with disabilities, people living with HIV, head of female households, and you name them, you know, depending on how they realize people that are living with vulnerabilities. And SGBV has been an unheard thing But, you know, with the program that we are rolling out, especially with assistance from people with specific skills on psychology and social workers, we are able to bring in the expertise so that it helps everyone to look at how to identify this kind of vulnerability that our people are facing.
And how can the training that is being developed now, this week, how can it assist you further in the work that you're doing in Samoa?
The training that we have received in Beirut for this week has further opened our eyes into a lot of skills that we haven't learned previously, and especially from the experiences of a lot of our colleagues who are working, especially around the Asia and the MENA areas, as well as Europe. We have seen on news almost every day through migration people that are really ostracized from their own communities. And this is contribute to this problem. Something that hasn't, you know, for a small Pacific national society, we wouldn't be having the experience to realize that while people are busy moving away from where difficulties are happening, you know, SGBV is one of the top problem that is happening there. And this is part of what has been learned through the shared communication and the shared conversations that we have held this week. We have now looked into how we can articulate the experiences through the trainings. There's a minimum standard workbooks that have been developed, and we are also looking at seven moves and whatnots. It's already been done through our Federation Secretariat, and it's now our turn to look into how we can roll this out and disseminate for the sake of our own workers as well as our own communities.
Thank you so much for joining this interview and for explaining. We really look forward to seeing how you move further on this in Samoa. Thank you so much.